Kathy? Kathy Goldman?
I'll call them up again.
Good.
Go ahead.
Sarah? Ed Lewison?
Is that the fourth?
No. And Esperanza.
And Esperanza. So, Mr. Goldberg, when I made a reference about ideologies included at BAI, I meant within the BAI family. I certainly was not talking about inviting in your nearest fascists. I just wanted that to be clear to get some context. At least people leave with perhaps a false impression or false rumor. So the Harlem Tenant Council is not advocating bringing in the fascists into BAI. So thank you very much on that one. Okay, we're going to start the first speaker. Yep.
Hi. First, I want to apologize that I'm going to have to leave. I did not hear about this until last night, and I am taking care of my grandson, and I cannot leave him for much longer. So I'm really sorry, but you know how it is with grandsons. My name is Kathy Goldman, and I'll tell you a little bit about myself, and I will try and have time to make some comments because I'm a little scattered here. My interest in running for the board is because of so much that Nellie Bailey said and other people that we're so good at fighting an enemy. We're terrific. We get together and we do it. And the minute it's over, we're killing each other. And this has not, we will destroy not only BAI, but that's how the left sort of kills itself. I'm an old red. And I've been around a long time in the movement. In fact, I was the chair of the board of WBAI in the late 70s, and some of my friends have asked me, am I a nut that I'm going back to do this again? But anyway, by the way, I will say that one of the things that I think is sorely lacking on this station is humor. If you cannot laugh at yourself, then you are finished, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, we would all be dead if we couldn't laugh at us. So, and before I continue, you know, I know everybody here is ridiculous. I mean, you were a young lord the last time I saw you. But anyway, I worked for Evelina Antonetti. That's why I know you're from there. Anyway. I could be up here for an hour. And one of my problems is that coming up here for 3 minutes is sort of ridiculous, because I could talk for an hour, at least, about all the things. It's 1 minute, oh my God. In more recent years, what I did in 1980, I started an organization called Community Food Resource Center, which I built from starting it all just me with a $6,000 grant and really being scared, to an organization of 100 people and $7 million budget that worked on hunger, poverty issues in New York City. And we ran, in fact, I retired recently, but for 20 years we ran one of the most incredible soup kitchens not far from here on 116th Street, a really remarkable eviction prevention program, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that experience of taking something from nothing to a really significant organization gives me a lot of insight into what we have to do. You're serious, huh? See, that's what happens. When you're really old, you have a lot of things you can talk about. So thank you very much.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Sarah Khan, and I'm running with the WBI Justice and Unity Campaign. Our website, if you have internet access, is www.justiceunity.org. For those of you who don't have internet access, I encourage you to call our hotline so that we can answer more questions for you, because this is not enough time. It's 212-591-2111. I'm a student at Hunter College and an organizer with SLAM, the Student Liberation Action Movement, which is a CUNY-wide women of color-led organization which was founded to protect access to higher education for poor and working class communities, especially communities of color. I believe it's essential that marginalized people be at the forefront in real leadership positions beyond volunteer status of any movement or medium that aims to achieve radical change. As a BAI listener, I know that this is the only station in our area that gives voice and value to many vital community and global issues. As a person of conscience, I support our platform's position on establishing a model of inclusion to ensure that disenfranchised and marginalized communities are fairly and proportionately in control of real decision-making. To be clear, this does not mean having people elected to the local station board to represent marginalized communities if they themselves do not belong to those communities. We cannot wait to be served or saved or represented. We have to represent ourselves. We have to give voice to our own narratives. We have to give value to our own struggles. As a former president of the undergraduate student government at Hunter, I served the college's financial control board and college association and have dealt with budget reviews for more than 4 years. I'm currently engaging campus report bags from a solidarity trip to Palestine that I took in August, which I and other delegates fundraised for. I'm interning at the International Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission and hopefully graduating from Hunter in 3 weeks. I believe that my skills in facilitation, budgeting, strategizing, and fundraising will be valuable to the local station board. As a young woman of color, I feel it is important to take a forefront position and further cultivate my skills while disseminating lessons from my history and my identity. I'd like to mention the makeup of our slate, not to be tokenistic, to, you know, tell you what racial people are represented on our slate, but to really impart what it means to put marginalized people into leadership positions. Our slate of 21 candidates has 11 women and 10 men, 16 people of color, including 8 Africans, 4 Latinos, 3 Asians, and 1 Indigenous, 5 white people, 1 person with disability, 1 gay man, and 3 people under 30. And this, to me, is what it means to put people from marginalized communities into positions of leadership. Thank you.
Step down. Here you go. The mic is right here.
Okay. My name is Ed Lewinson. I'm Professor Emeritus of History at Seton Hall University. I've been totally blind all my life. I'm president of the Northern New Jersey chapter of the National Federation of the Blind. And I hope, as a member of the board, both to make disabled people more aware of WBAI and to make the public more aware of what disabled people can do. Generally speaking, the hardest thing about being, at least about being blind, and I'm sure it's true about other disabilities, is the stereotype that disabled people are incompetent in ways that have nothing really to do with the disability. I'm on the board of New Jersey Peace Action, and I'm a volunteer at the International Action Center and a member of the People's Organization for Progress in Newark, and I've worked with Voices in the Wilderness and IFCO. The importance of WBAI really, in my opinion, comes from its ability to make available information and insights otherwise difficult to find because of the dissenting points of view, particularly when the commercial media is so tightly controlled. A second purpose of the Pacifica stations should be as the voice, a voice of the voiceless, enabling minority groups of all varieties to discuss their issues and promote their aspirations. This, of course, includes disabled people. It also includes lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender. It should. One of the things that is mandated by the bylaws, really, is the close working between the local station boards and the staff. There is mandated by the bylaws a diversity committee, and as well as the local station board having to approve the budget, I believe, and having the staff making a report to the local station board. So that the part of what members of the local station board need to do is to work and make sure that the staff management performs in the way that the local station board wants it to. I'm going to finish up. I think that Democracy Now! Should be rebroadcast. There should be a modernization of the telephone system so that message boxes are not always full. And as far as possible, in any group there are going to be disagreements, but let's keep our eye, let members of the board regardless keep our eyes on the prize and try to work together.
Thank you very much. Next speaker, please.
Hola, ¿cómo estamos? I'm Esperanza Martel. I'm from the Peace and Justice Slate, and I want to celebrate all of you who fought really hard for me to be here today and demand that my community, the Latino community, be heard. Porque a nosotros no se nos escucha. We're not heard on BAI Radio. And I've been a listener for BAI since I was 16 years old. Paid listeners. I used to send $5 when I was a kid, you know. So I listened to all the different programs. And I know a lot of people here because I'm all over this city doing all kinds of work. You know, police brutality work, political prisoner work, work around women's issues, particularly women of color in this of this city. And, of course, I live in Washington Heights, you know, the North Harlem up here. One of the things that when I say my community doesn't have a voice, you know, one of the key issues in my community right now is that Columbia Presbyterian wants to create a tower, build a tower up on 168th Street. Most of my folks who were here earlier are out protesting at a community meeting today. You don't hear that on WBAI Radio. You don't hear the local struggles of people day to day. And that's why I'm running. And that's why I'm running with this slate. This slate that stands, I mean, we are a stand for unity across this city, across this nation, and internationally. We are a clear stand for unity. And we're here to take responsibility for saying that we're against structural racism, wherever it roars its head. We could not allow BAI to perpetuate structural racism in this city. No, and that in this city, people of color need a voice. Of course, we hear us more on BAI than in any other station, but we need more of a voice. We need a voice not only of in general people of color, but in particular women of color and children of color, because we are the most oppressed. We're the most oppressed in this city. And what I bring, the skills I bring to this campaign is coalition building, critical thinking, and creative conflict resolution. Thank you.
Of course, there should be much more.
Questions to the best of my ability. My name again is Zara Khan, and I'm with the Justice Unity Campaign. The gentleman who asked about programming for the Latino community, just want to let you know that in the next month or two, there's going to be 2 more hours per week of programming for the Latino community, 1 hour in English, y una hora en Español, and that's going to be in the next month or two. The other question was about micromanagement and how do the candidates feel about micromanagement. I can tell you really quickly, at Hunter College, every college in the CUNY system has a college association. I'm one of the students at Hunter College that are in the process of bringing a lawsuit or an injunction against the college association because they're guilty of micromanaging the student government. And so far as what that would mean in terms of the local station board at BAI, I'm unsure. I have no experience working in BAI, but I'm willing to learn, and I think that's a strength, because I come to this with absolutely no agenda, and I would be very willing to learn and formulate an educated opinion on the matter. The last question about the financial crisis. The Justice and Unity Campaign platform is committed to establishing a fundraising committee immediately, and we want to look at creative off-air processes for raising money in terms of raising money within community. My time. Thank you.
For the sake of time, why don't you could just hand him the word?
Okay. So, I think that it's hard to say really how much the board should do depending on the situation. Certainly, various decisions, the management works full time. The board meets once a month and puts in other time, but not as much as a management. So that, but on the other hand, the bylaws mandate that the board works with the staff and works with management on diversity, on budgeting, and can work on other things. That's a purpose of the board. And certainly the present general manager, Don Rojas, will work with the board on whatever issues are needed. As far as the financial, the board should certainly put in as much time as possible as they're able to on solving the financial problems, because nothing will work unless the financial problems are solved. One thing that it seems to me as if there ought to be people, volunteers if necessary, who write grant writers. And there are progressive organizations, there are foundations which give grants to progressive organizations. And this is something that I've never heard suggested, and it seems to me as if it would be logical, providing, of course, the grants are unrestricted as far as what they don't influence the programming. I think that's...
Hi, Kathy Goldman again. In terms of micromanagement, I don't believe in micromanagement. I think you're bored, not a staff. And it's not possible, you're not doing the work. The issue is for a board to set policy within the guidelines of Pacifica, because we're not going to be setting policy in some, in the air. Second of all, you have another structure besides the board going in relation to the staff management. You also have the Pacifica management. I mean, that's who you relate to. So this is a complex thing. I mean, basically what I really want to say is that you cannot solve these problems quickly. They didn't happen yesterday. They're not going to be finished tomorrow. And the financial issues are not going to be over within a minute. I mean, we better settle out. You think because you're going to elect 18 of us brilliant people that we're going to fix it overnight? Forget about it. I mean, it can't happen. Monroe, please. So, my point really... Anyway, that's really, I've been told I'm out of time, but just for, I'm sorry. So those are a couple of the issues. I do think that there is, a number of people have come up with very good ideas. For instance, lower price premiums so that people who don't have $250, can get a premium. That's one kind of thing. I think there are lots of things that a board can come up with. I would also require that anybody on this board must visit and spend time at community organizations all over the city on a regular basis, or they have to leave the board.
I think the primary thing is outreach. To raise money, we have to be out in the community doing outreach, working with our people. And the listeners, the programmers, everybody has to carry around registration forms, and register people on the spot and get their money. So that part of it is us really engaging our community. That is not something that we do. So that's one thing on the fundraising. I agree with Kathy. I am not into micromanaging. I'm into holding people accountable and finding ways of doing that and supporting those people that we hire. Give them training, give them advice, figure out ways on how to get people to work and do what we want. That's what I'm into. The other thing in relationship to the peace and justice slate, we have peace and unity. Peace with justice slate. I like that better. Peace and unity. Justice and unity. Okay. We have the most diverse group of people. I mean, we span the city organizationally, ethnically, economically. I mean, we are critical thinkers. I've been to the meetings, and we don't agree with each other. We have agreed to disagree, okay? But in our hearts, what's important is keeping BAI on the air, keeping BAI on the air and figuring out ways to do that. I do not represent any of the interests in the past in BAI. If people know me who are here, I am a very critical person of what's been there and what's there now. Okay? But I believe that we can make this station viable.
Let's thank this group. And in the expediency of time, we are adjusting the format. We will have 6 candidates for the next 2 rounds. There's 12 people left. And we may shorten the question to just 2. Bertolt Reimers.
Monroe? Monroe? Eric? Arani? Alice? Alice? Paul? No, he's not. He's not here. Paul? Evan? 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 Because it's not fair, and he has to learn that he can't take himself. Yeah, they're all coming up. Sure, Mom. She's at the end, though. I know Jackie was here. It's just that...
Hello? Just... Miss... Resume the program, please. We have to resume the program for all of those people who are not involved and that security issue. If you could please take your seats so that we can continue. Okay, if we could just resume just very quickly. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention. These sort of things are very, very unfortunate. This is a dilemma, particularly for the organizers of such an event, because you don't want to ask anyone to leave. But you have to have some kind of order if we're going to proceed in a manner in which we can hear the other candidates. I do regret that we had to take an action such as this, but it was necessary if we are to continue the program with some semblance of sanity. And I do apologize to all of you for that. So we're going to bring on the candidates. Thank you very much.